Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You just high-five yourself over the coffee you made
at
home?
I did. I made it really good today. You know, some days you'll make a coffee that just, next. And some days I do well.
What makes that extra special?
I can't figure it out. I have a scoop. I level it out. I measure it as closely as I can. I try to make this like a science, but it's not. It's an art.
So it's not the roast? Do you think it's the amount that you're putting in the filter?
Is it the amount I'm putting in the filter? Is it the pumps of syrup that I'm putting in the cup? I don't know, but got it right today.
What flavor you got today?
Vanilla. I'm so crazy.
With the exception of peppermint mocha, flavored coffees.
Not your thing?
No.
Why peppermint mocha the only thing?
Christmas.
Yeah.
Just reminds me of Christmas.
But you're not like a pumpkin spice guy?
Not really. Huh. I've tried it a few times. I don't mind caramel occasionally. A lot of times it's
caramel's
just very
good.
Sugary.
Yes.
And then I feel like I'm being counterproductive.
But what if I
just
told
want
you,
hot black water?
This is sugar free.
Even so.
It's hot black water plus a little bit of hey.
A little
tickle, tickle. Yes. It's hot black water with tickling.
Ew. Tickle, tickle.
That's how I like my coffee.
Mine's just one K-cup, right? Coffee. Coffee's ready.
Is it the same every time?
Yeah, I usually get either breakfast roast or donut shop blend.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one who uses the machine. So I got to stay kind of on the light spectrum. Because I like a good dark roast.
Oh, me
French
too.
And dark roast,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, not everybody's palate can handle that. Just you and me.
Some people just have very refined palates.
We have very sensitive people
like
here who drink
dark
coffee.
Dark roast, but one of us likes it a little sweet. What's so wrong? Tickle.
Tickle, tickle, ew. Pump, pump, tickle.
I know you don't like to make comments.
Yeah?
On hair.
Yes.
But did you get a...
Yeah.
I was going to say haircut.
Yes. They shaved it down to the scalp.
Okay.
I do that about every 14 to 16 days.
Are we getting ready for Saturday?
Yes.
A haircut for Saturday.
That I have an event to go to. I need to look my best.
Okay.
Haircut on Saturday or haircut yesterday means ready to go this weekend.
So then you'll look like easy breezy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like he just got it cut.
No, I want.
You got a few days growth.
You got to let 2 days just kind of let it. Collect itself.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
move back into
no,
spots where
sense.
Maybe they took some more off than they should have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like your lip.
Yeah. Well, you're just sitting on that for about 4 minutes, weren't you?
You look like a different character.
Here's how this happens every time. I'm in the computer. They're like, one guard all over. And I start by saying, no, that should have been replaced 20 years ago. Take it down to the scalp up top.
Sure.
And then I want you to hand trim the beard.
Uh-huh.
You're just going to clean it up. Always work in the mustache area because it gets in the food zone.
Yes.
That's the same. I have the same conversation every single time. And then we kind of finesse as we get into the beard.
Sure, sure, sure.
So she was working on the little scragglies around the edges of the beard. And then she had the clippers and the little comb and she's getting into the mustache area. And cleaning it out. I'm like, it's great. That way it doesn't get into the food.
Yeah. I can really see your lips, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't typically go that high. She took it high.
Yeah.
So the top of my upper lip has seen sun for the first time in maybe 10 years.
You got like Audrey Hepburn bangs on your upper lip.
That's exactly what it is.
Little shorty bangs.
I look just like I came from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes. So classy.
Which is perfect because
so
it's made to eat.
Well, Tiffany, let's go.
It's my break. Okay, just call me Tiffany. Is it breakfast time yet? Not yet, Tiffany.
Let's get cracking, Tiffany.
Breakfast for Tiffany.
Oh, my goodness. And then this poor couple in China, they will be divorcing. And the reason a lot of people, if you file for divorce, you file for irreconcilable differences.
That's usually what's listed at the top of the form.
And that just means
we can't get along.
We can't get along. This couple, I think, did get along, but they had one irreconcilable issue.
Which was?
And it's pretty major. They couldn't name their child.
They just got stuck?
They both had names.
I'm sure they did.
And could not. Nobody would bend.
No compromise.
There is no compromise on
and
this.
And that's leading to divorce.
Leading to divorce. Eric, he is a year old.
Oh, my.
And they,
how does that happen?
Exactly. How does this happen? Well, apparently in China, the birth certificate can't get issued. A lot of stuff is stuck in limbo, including basic medical procedures, which most newborns would get. But since the kid's birth a year ago, they haven't been able to come up with a name.
Here's what worries me. They're going to probably put both down. And then when you're at dad's house, you're one name. And when you're at mom's house, you're another name.
I guess.
Which is a horrible way to raise a kid.
Terrible. Can't you just compromise for the sake of the child?
Just compromise.
Or your name is a no and your name is a no. We're going to name him something else.
Or just name him no.
Just no. No is your name.
It's our child, no. So we couldn't come up with a name we both liked. So we both just kept saying no.
But then how is this custody battle going to go? Right?
Horribly.
Because you're divorcing. You have to split up how we're going to raise this kid.
They're not going to budge. They clearly do not compromise.
How did you pick out what's for dinner? Like,
how did you fall in love?
Let's take it all the way back. How did this happen? We can't agree on a name?
That poor kid.
I know. I feel bad.
I mean, maybe. Is it the right thing? It's like, you know what? You don't get him anymore. We're going to put him up for adoption. There's a family that loves him.
You think just, the best thing?
I don't know.
If you can't name him,
do I think it's the best thing? No. But do I think it's a thing? Yes.
You're like, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
I'm taking my baby.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving because you guys can't come up with a name. Take away the thing they want.
Okay.
And watch what happens.
You're going King Solomon on this one.
Yes.
We're going biblical.
So you did it back then. That's why we're going to do it today. At least that's what I think.
Then we'll get a compromise.
Fixed
Morning it. Scramble style.
All right. Bring me your problems, my citizens. I will fix them. Me and
Solved.
Only me.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, it's been a fun last couple of days. I've been interacting with the marching band department at the University of Iowa.
Wow.
I have the final script. It's been approved.
That you wrote.
I know.
I don't think enough people know that you have to write it.
Yeah. So when you hear, if you're at the game on Saturday, and as the show is unveiling itself on the field, which, by the way, the formations, A+.
So cool.
Yes. The words, I wrote them. Much like Madison and the Bill of Rights, man.
So Lou was writing it for years.
I presume so.
That's just crazy.
Well, that leads me to what's on my mind. It got real, real yesterday when I got home from work because I got the script for the pregame, which doesn't change.
Okay.
And includes the immortal words, Hawkeye fans, it's time to get ready for the boom, which I get to say. But I'm reviewing those notes. And I see this, Lou's opening remarks. There's no script there.
What?
I didn't write anything.
There's a moment where you just talk?
Opening remarks.
What do you think your remarks will be?
I don't know.
As
I look at that, I now remember Lou typically like, good afternoon, Hawkeye fans. It's a beautiful day in Iowa City as we welcome the team.
You can do the time and the temp and a little bit of the forecast.
Enjoy the forecast. 6:40 now with the Hawkeye marching band.
Yes.
We got lows in the 50s tonight.
Yeah.
Look for a slight chance of rain at 84 tomorrow.
Yeah, let's get to it.
And now, please look to Hawk Vision as the 145th edition of the Hawkeye Marching Band takes the field.
Yeah.
So a live weather forecast, live from the booth.
Let them know who
you are. I did not consider that.
You did not? What did
No.
you consider?
Nothing. I just now realized I have to do
Fear
this.
Fear and panic. That's the only thing I considered so far.
Holy crap, this is real. Might be what comes out of my mouth.
Well, now you know, right? You had a script. You know that there's a hole.
There is.
And don't fall in it.
Opening remarks.
Yes. You know that there's a hole. You know exactly where it is. And now you just
can't fall in it.
Don't fall.
That'd be bad.
That's the name of the game for you. Just stay focused. Maybe it'll come to you. Maybe like you'll plan something and then all of a sudden in the moment you'll kind of black out and then come to and you said something and it was amazing.
Quite possible.
Yeah.
I'll have a couple options by Saturday, but I kind of forgot that part. And they never asked for it. They, because every time I see anything that's had to do with this position, it just says, read the script verbatim. You have you can't touch pregame. Pregame is gold.
Yeah.
Your halftime show is you. Like, okay, no problem. So I didn't even consider it. And now I'm looking at it, it says, lose opening remarks.
And you know what? Sometimes it's like he was in that position for so long that maybe they took it for granted too.
Yes.
They never knew what he was going to say.
They gave him carte blanche.
And he was great.
Yes.
So now you must be great.
I must. I too must be
you
great.
You too will be great.
Here's your weather forecast for tonight's performance because I'm a radio guy and I don't know what else to do.
Yes. Yes.
Here's Chapel Room.
You can't fail with the time, temp, and a little bit of forecast.
Just a witty quip about the weather?
Everybody will love it, yes.
Hot enough for you, Hawkeyes?
If you need me to help you in a conversation.
Hawk enough for you?
Hawk enough? Don't do that.
No, I will not.
I don't like that.
I will do something different and better. Okay.
Okay.
That's that was on my mind, and then it got real, real, really quickly when I realized that's new.
No kidding.
Eric's opening remarks.
There's a hole in the script. Kind of like sometimes, you know, if you don't finish a phrase, there's a hole in the phrase. Last night, we were driving, me and my two girls. And as we're driving in the car, I got a call from my husband, and he's running late from work today. And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I told you guys yet that I'm going to be a little bit late on Friday, too. So no worries. We're just trying to figure things out, right? And I was like, well, okay, no problem. The Three Musketeers, we've got this, right, ladies? And then I say their phrase, which is all for one. And I'm waiting for them to shout.
And blank.
And blank. Fill in the blank. And all for one. And.
I know what to say.
You know what to say. Say it.
All for one and one for all.
That's correct.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you would have won. That is not what my 9-year-old said. My 9-year-old, without missing a beat, I say, all for one, and one, two, three?
All for one, and one, two, three.
Yeah, let's get them.
Three Musketeers, I guess.
Yeah, she was close, right?
What the older ones say? She should have better shot
it.
Oh, good.
She knew it. She's like, come on, Cora. Or she claimed to know it. Did she know it?
Let's try it one more time. All for one. And one, two, three.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Shooting in Cedar Rapids yesterday. Police investigating that shooting from yesterday afternoon in the 100 block of 27th Street Northeast. Officers responded to the scene about 4:20 yesterday afternoon. While en route, they did learn a victim at the scene was being transported to the hospital by private vehicle. Gunshot wound. Nearby school was placed on secure status for a short period of time. That's all we got. It's an ongoing investigation. No further information there has been released. When I want you to go in on me or with me on a big investment opportunity.
Yes.
The best approach, I believe, is the only approach. And that approach is song. Do you want to buy three buildings?
Three.
Come on, what do you say? They're located in Iowa City. They're real pretty. Let's make today our day. We just need $30 million. That's not a lot. At least let's give it a try.
Go away, Eric.
Do you want to buy three buildings? It's only three buildings.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, bye.
No, thank you.
Multiple Iowa City properties will be part of the sheriff's sale this November, connected to real estate developer Mark Bowen. Basically, if it's built with a wall of glass downtown Iowa City, it's for sale.
What?
Chauncey on East College, Plaza Towers, East College, and Park at 201 on East Washington. Parts of the building or the building themselves for sale, plus a parking lot. The parking lot, by the way, next to the Starbucks. That is prime real estate.
Hey.
That sale is set for November 18th at the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. Now do I have here?
We're going to be a little short.
On the 30 mil?
Yeah.
By how much? It's 30 mil. Happy 30th anniversary to the Ryman Gardens of Ames. Home to Iowa's corpse flower, by the way, Stink Floyd. But the gardens themselves, which started as 5 acres, now covers 17.
Oh,
celebrating 30 years, 6,000 different types of plants, boasts 26 themed garden areas, children's, trial plots, The world's largest, you've been there?
Yeah.
Concrete gnome. That's the world's largest concrete gnome. Indoor butterfly area containing up to 1,000 butterflies.
That is so much fun.
Happy 30th, Ryman.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The huge news yesterday, conservative commentator Charlie Kirk was shot and killed while speaking on a college campus, Utah Valley University. He was 31 years old, had a wife, two young children. He was shot in the neck, and there's a big crowd all around him. It sent people running, really scary. And in this digital age, of course, everybody there has a cell phone.
Right.
There's video. And right now, police are working on trying to figure out where that shooter is.
They had two people, right?
Yes, that they spoke to, but they are now free to go because they were not the actual person. So the shooter is still at large. Kind of scary. We've got the Emmys coming up on Sunday night. And I think America loves TV, right? We love watching all different kinds of shows. But there are, when we look at the Emmys, you know, they have like script writing, who has the best, you know, stylistic. It might not be something you particularly watch, but it's going to get an award because it's really well written or something.
Right. And it's people celebrating their kind, right?
Yes.
It's television celebrating television.
Yes.
People who work in that medium or in that industry.
If you look at all of the Emmy-nominated TV shows, what was actually watched? What had the most eyeballs on it of any other show?
I don't even know how you can track that anymore. For example,
it's hard.
If it's on CBS, then it's eventually going to be on Paramount. So
Yep. Basically,
you got to count it twice. Also, if it's on CBS, it's at a certain time, and then you could stream it whenever you want.
So you have to add those numbers and that
Disney number. Equals ABC equals Hulu.
Right.
How do you keep track?
And there's the stuff that debuted, you know, back in September of last year, and then people maybe just watch it now. And adding it all up has got to be hard. But they found that the number one most watched, like above, way above all others, was a nomination in the Outstanding Reality Competition Series category. Survivor
is the most watched TV show of any Emmy-nominated program.
It racked up 462.4 million total viewing hours.
Wow.
People are consuming it. And like now that you have Paramount Plus, you can go back to old seasons, right? So
sure.
Like, all of that gets added up together. And that's a long-standing show, right?
Yeah. That thing debuted, I think, either right before the year 2000 or pretty close to
it. Yes. But if you look back, like that was so buzzy and everybody was talking about it back in the day.
Still buzzy, apparently.
Here in 2025, I don't see as many stories about it though, right?
But people like it, right? They're locked into it.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's just a habit now.
And maybe you've been watching it for the last 25 years. The second most watched show didn't even have half of that. White Lotus, which is up for Outstanding Drama Series, only had 210.7 million.
Well, and to put it in perspective, Survivor's free. If you just watch on CBS, White Lotus, you have to pay for HBO.
True.
Interesting.
Yeah. Outstanding Comedy Series nominee Abbott Elementary is third with 184.1 million.
Good for them.
Hours.
I need to get back to watching that. Every time I do, I love it.
I know. I'm like, why don't I just have this always on my go-to?
Yeah.
I enjoy it, but it's kind of like I'll see it when I see it. That's the thing with comedies, right? You don't need to have the...
True.
The building suspense,
it's not
the drama.
Usually it's rarely must miss,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Or I missed it, I must watch.
Speaking of the Emmys on Sunday, the host is Nate Bargatze, and he has a great idea about how he's going to keep the show on time. The biggest issue is when the people who win, the winners get up, they take their award, and then they give that acceptance speech. And every winner is allotted 45 seconds to say their thank yous. 45 seconds goes by fast.
Yeah.
You got to make the most of it. And Nate wants to make sure people make the most of it. He said he's going to donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club.
If what?
If everybody stays on time.
Everybody in the room has to, or per speech?
Per speech.
Whoa.
He will take away $1,000 for every second that the winners go over their allotted time.
All right. That's clever.
There's another catch. If somebody goes under the 45-second mark,
yes,
he will add $1,000 to the pot. So it could very well be more than $100,000 that he is donating to the Boys and Girls Club.
And again, I'm asking you, just to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
I just won an award. That's $100,000. You just won an award. That's another 100 or 100 is the pot.
100 is the pot.
Okay.
Yes.
So at the end of the night, it's either above or below.
Yes.
Depending on how the speeches went.
And no pressure award winners, but the kids from Boys and Girls Club will be there judging any people who go over. He said they're going to come out. You're going to have to look them in the face. It's going to get real. I know people work hard for their Emmys and stuff, and I feel bad, but that's my plan.
You're the host. Your rules.
Your host.
That's how the game's played.
And you know what? It's all for the greater good.
Love it.
Do it for the kids. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
We already have one record under our belts.
Yeah. We got a big group of people together. Over 2,000 people all gathered wearing party hats to celebrate Mr. Shucks' birthday.
And like, you know what? One for the books. That felt good. And then we just, I don't know, kind of an itch. Not a bad itch.
No.
Not rash itch.
But enough to be addressed.
Drive. The drive to do another record in Cedar Rapids and Marion, Hiawatha, North Liberty, and Iowa City, and Corville. If you can hear us, you're invited. Even across the globe. If you could get to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, USA, next Saturday on the 20th, be part of another record. We want 2,000 people all eating Crunch Berries at the exact same time.
Consider it a cereal celebration.
Yes.
In downtown Cedar Rapids as we celebrate the final downtown Cedar Rapids Farmers Market of the 20th season on September 20th, where it is the Quaker Oats Market. That's the one where they have those red bags with goodies from Quaker Oats for sale. That's going on. You can purchase a bag and it goes to a great charity, Definitely Dogs.
So here's what we need you to do regarding the record. You're going to go to our website. KZIA.com. You'll see a big bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Very inviting this time of the morning.
Oh, yes, it is.
Look at that one, not the one you have in front of you. Click on it. Couple steps. Very simple form to fill out. Why are you filling out a form? Because we need to know your email address. So going into next Saturday, we can send you some of the information.
Yes. We want to make sure that you've got all the details. You know exactly where to go and feel comfortable joining us, gathering in Green Square to break this record.
Quaker's on the cereal. Prairie Farms is on the milk. We will have plant-based milk available, thanks to City Council member David Mayer.
Yep.
You and I and the Economic Alliance will be walking the space later today. And I would guess, maybe even starting tomorrow, we're going to start giving you some instructions, now that you're signed up, to know exactly how the day is going to flow.
Yeah.
Today's meeting is that.
How we record.
How you record.
Yes.
Well, the first step, step one, is sign up for record. That's how you record. Step two, we'll all find that out coming up the days to come. But this is on the calendar, folks. We need your help. It's all coming up next Saturday. World record, Cedar Rapids, Cereal Town, USA. Most people eating cereal in one location. Get us all of your contact information now through our website at KZIA.com.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
We are here taking on cases, issues, things that kind of are bothering you. We can get to the bottom of it. And for listener Courtney, we are very glad that she reached out because she's wondering if what she's doing is the standard or is she doing it wrong?
And that issue is?
Tipping at a restaurant. She said, do you tip when you order takeout at a restaurant? I don't, because they didn't do anything except hand you the food. But I'd love to hear if I'm alone in this or not.
I'm ready to fight her on this.
You're going
to
fight her? I'm with her.
You are?
Yes, I am. Now, I'm going to be transparent here as her lawyer. I don't pick up the food. I send my husband to pick up the food.
Okay.
So I don't know what he does.
If I know him, look in the mirror. We're the same guys. He probably tips. He's an overly generous dude anyway.
Overly so, yes. But I don't think that you should. I'm with you, Courtney. They didn't do anything. It wasn't a sit-down experience. When you tip for service, that is a service that has been provided. So if I came to you, I'm not looking to pay that fee. No, thank you. I get my food. I paid for the food and then I leave. And then I guess you could tip yourself later when you set out the containers and,
here's a little something for me.
Serve it. Yeah.
Who's tipping you? Your family?
Me. My family.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't
think you'd probably treat yourself to something the next day that you wouldn't do. Cause that's
sure.
So tip yourself.
Tip yourself is what I say. I don't think that you tip them when you aren't receiving that service?
I understand what you're saying. And I also understand there's not a right or wrong to this, I don't think. I think there's what makes you feel like you're doing right or wrong.
Yes.
And I think whatever you do in a restaurant environment, server, cook, bus, bar back, bartender, it's a thankless job and you don't get paid enough, period. Tip them. Always tip them. If you are in a position to make somebody's day a little bit better with a couple of bucks and you can spare it, do it. Why not? Right? As it's getting harder to get good service anyway, why not grease the wheels a little bit? You're probably ordering from a place you frequent a lot. And if they know you in your face and you're like, oh, he's a pretty good tipper, maybe that's an extra onion ring, my friends. Maybe.
You tip for extra onion rings?
I tip for whatever is going to give me better service the next time and the time after that. And I've worked in food service before. It's very thankless.
I have not.
I also am considering, even when they are serving people at tables, I don't know if they're getting their fair share. So at least a tip, I think, on a pickup order still says something about you and your character, and I think it goes a long way.
I shouldn't have to make up for somebody else being a bad tipper. I went, I did the work, I got the food, I brought it home. No tip.
No, you shouldn't. But unfortunately, them's the breaks, kids. That's just kind of the way dining is anymore.
Okay, well, that's two sides of this issue, and now we let you decide who's right.
The logic says don't tip because you're doing all the work. Oh. That is a vote for Claire. So no, you do not tip when you take out from a restaurant. Let's spread the wealth, my friends. Let's get better service the next time and the time after. And I'm telling you, at the end of the day, there might be a bonus onion ring.
Tip for onion rings.
Tipping for onion rings. Heck yeah, you tip on takeout. Tip on takeout. Vote for me.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
It's jury in a hurry. Tipping on takeout. Yes or no?
Yes, I've worked takeout, and the food does not jump in the bag by itself. The sour cream and the butter do not get put in those little disposable containers by themselves.
There's still some work.
Someone's
service
doing
is
the work.
It's just not on a plate.
What?
Okay.
All right, we've got one in the tip
fair
column.
Point.
Thank
That's
you
a fair
very
point.
Much. Jury in a hurry, tipping for a takeout order. What do you do? Yes or no?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Thank
I love
you.
That answer. Nope.
It's easy.
Why are you nope. considering? It is jury in a hurry, tipping on takeout from a restaurant. What do you do?
So takeout is like a drive-through, right? You don't
yes.
tip a drive-through.
Exactly.
Well, that's
so
great.
No.
That's
so
a,
no.
That's a very solid
Thank
point.
Thank you. Maybe I get you on my legal team.
That's a very excellent point. Hey, it's jury in a hurry. We're talking about tipping at restaurants, but on takeout, what do you do?
You definitely tip on takeout. Yes.
You do tip. Okay.
Oh,
back
yes.
to mine.
Not
definitely.
Just a yes. It's definitely.
Definitely yes. We've had a definitely yes, and we've
a definitely
had
a no.
We've had a nope.
Nope.
Tied right now, 2-2. Jury in a hurry, tipping on takeout at a restaurant. What do?
I absolutely tip.
Absolutely tip.
Okay, we've got a definitely and an absolutely. You guys
We're
are really sure of yourselves.
Very, firm in our convictions.
Yes.
It is jury in a hurry, and we're talking tipping when you're at a restaurant, but it's takeout. Like you drove there, you picked up your food. Are you still giving them a tip? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes,
they still
yes,
have to pay on it, though. So.
Okay, well, that just
Thank
helped
you,
me
juror.
Double
well,
you up at a 4-2 right now.
But I want to remind everybody that the Jury in a Hurry movement is anonymous. So if you don't, just say no. Just a quick nope. We'll
we
suffice.
Don't know who you are.
Yeah.
That's right. If
nope.
you say yes, say your name proudly. That's what I say.
And apparently you say definitely or absolutely.
Thank you so much for holding. Okay, tipping takeout orders at a restaurant. Where do you fall?
So this is Kyle, and I absolutely tip. The reasoning why is because it's part of the food service industry, Claire.
The food service industry, Claire.
Thank you for proudly stating your name. And now I just realize I'm the only one on my side who has to proudly state their name.
Danson, Eric Hansen, and Kyle are on the same side of the ledger. Jury in a hurry. Tip in when you do takeout at a restaurant. Where do you fall?
Nope.
We got
nope.
another nope.
Hey!
Hey.
And that's all we need.
One word answer there.
Anonymous nopers. That's the nopers anonymous.
It's jury in a hurry. You are getting takeout at a restaurant. Do you tip, yes or no?
No, absolutely no.
Oh, there's an absolutely for you, Claire.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right. Now to a 5-4 right now, correct?
Oh, we're coming back.
Jury in a hurry, tipping on takeout at a restaurant. What do you do?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Oh, Disney or Kansas.
This is like pickleball.
One vote away, but this is very sporting. Yeah.
Let's go to line three. Hey, jury in a hurry, tipping on takeout at a restaurant. What do you say?
No.
No. Yay! Back to Claire.
Hello. Thank you.
Jury in a hurry, tipping when you take out from a restaurant. What do you do?
No tipping.
No.
No tipping.
Tipping.
Oh, dance and eat.
The scales have tipped, my friend.
We may not believe in tipping over here, but look at what we did with those scales.
It is exactly 6-6.
The next vote will decide this case. Jury in a hurry, do you tip when you get takeout at a restaurant?
As you've been sitting there complaining that your voice wasn't heard and you, the other side was winning or losing, right now, this is your opportunity to tip the scales either to Claire or to Dance and Eric Hansen.
So I want you to say to tip the scales and don't tip.
To no tip, tip the scales, or tip the scales. Whatever. This may be the moment. Here we go, Claire. Drum roll, please. Jury in a hurry, do you tip when you order takeout at a restaurant?
Yes, I even tip at drive-thru.
Oh, sorry to speak on top of you. You sealed the deal for me, caller. Thank you very much. On behalf of everybody who said yes, thank you very much. We appreciate the tip.
Courtney, we got to start tipping.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.